From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Anti-Iranian government protests entered a third day and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy and rampant inflation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter, tweeting excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September. Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most.
Thousands have participated in the 3 days of protests across Iran. China says it's not facilitating oil shipments to North Korea, which would be a violation of United Nations Security Council sanctions. This a day after President Trump accused China of doing so. Despite China's insistence, these sanctions are being enforced. Doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. A bomb blast this week in a Russian supermarket is apparently the work of the Islamic State. The group claimed responsibility for the attack that injured at least 13 people. A suspect is now in custody. For all the latest news 24 hours a day, please visit us at voanews.com and also on Facebook and Twitter. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.